even though he was only a couple of hundred pounds dripping wet at 6 foot. Cornerback Willie Buchanan liked to hit. The 1972 first-round draft pick of the Green Bay Packers was fast, quick. He liked to bump and run, and he was known for his tackling skills. He was a 72 Defensive Rookie of the Year, a three-time Pro Bowl player, and an All-Pro in 1978. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show from any place at WWIB.com. Willie Buchanan was playing for the San Diego Chargers when he made that all-pro team. The D-back was traded to his hometown area team in April of 1979 by the Packers for a couple of draft picks. Now, at age 70, Buchanan lives in his home area of Oceanside, California, just south of Los Angeles, and he's a Packers Hall of Fame member, and he is back with me on today's Sports and Commentary. So, Willie, you play for the Packers through the 78 season, had some good seasons in Green Bay, including that Rookie of the Year Defensive Award, and then you're traded to the San Diego Chargers after all that incredible success in Green Bay. Did it shock you that the Packers traded you and sent you out to San Diego?
No, it didn't, because my seventh year there, you know, they talk about the seven-year itch, you know, and all that type of stuff. But, you know, I just went to the organization and told them that I was losing out on endorsements. If I was in a larger market, then I'd be getting all types of endorsements. If I was in a New York or L.A. or Chicago. So I told them or asked them if they could compensate me in my salary. And they said, no, Willie, we couldn't do that. So I told them I was going to play my option off out and let the league know that Willie Buchanan could still play and put myself out in the market. So we came out to San Diego September the 24th in 78, and I had the best game of my professional career. I hadn't been back to San Diego in 7 years, and I played in that stadium that the Chargers played in college ball. So I had probably over 300 people that asked for tickets that we were actually bought. I didn't pay for them myself. But all of Oceanside and my friends in San Diego, they all came to the game. So I had to put on a show. And I ended up getting 4 interceptions in that game, tying an NFL record, returned 1 for a touchdown. And the next day, I keep telling all my teammates from San Diego when I got traded that I was responsible for getting Tommy Prothro fired and Don Coryell, my college coach, hired. So when they hired Don Coryell the next day, actually, I said, I'm going to start petitioning, trying to get back to San Diego. So that's what happened.
Yeah, and it turned into Air Coryell out in San Diego. Loved to throw the ball under Coach Coryell. And you made the postseason 4 straight years. Didn't go to the Super Bowl with the Chargers, but 4 straight years, final 4 years of your NFL career, went to the postseason. So when you watch today's players, Willie, about 40 years after you played, what do you think?
Well, the game has changed. You know, typically, you know, especially for defense, you know, they put such a burden on the defensive players that it just totally changed what football was like when I was playing football. There's no intimidation, you know. You can't hit the guys after 5 yards, you know. The head-to-head contact and things like that lets wide receivers run across the field knowing that they're not going to get hit too hard. Or if they do, they complain about, you know, you hit them too hard or you lay with your head or you hit up in their helmet or something to that extent. So there's no intimidation. So they can run down the field free, and that's why you see a lot of the stats that are going up right now. I work for the NFL. I do code enforcement for the Charger game. So I'm at every Charger game. I've been doing it for 22 years, and I've been watching how the game has evolved or into a different type of game. But, you know, That's what they want. They want safety in the game, and I can understand that. But it puts the biggest burden is on the defense because you can't really run through and be aggressive knowing that they might call a penalty on what you're trying to do. So, I mean, it just it's a game changer.
Yep, for sure. You said you work for the NFL with the Chargers, and they've got a new home that they share with the L.A. Rams out there. I've seen pictures of it, video of it. Just looks incredible.
Oh, yes. I think this is the best stadium in the country. It is, and nobody actually gets to see it yet, so. And that's the problem. And once it opens up, I think Jerry Jones is going to be upset because it's going to be the destination place of all the NFL teams at this point in time. It is beautiful.
Yeah, it does look incredible. All right, Willie Buchanan, the Packers Hall of Fame defense back with me. And, again, the clock has run out on us, but we're taking this to OT. Willie, Pradex Sports and Commentary. Yeah, I'm really excited because I want to hear your story, finding Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. That's what we're going to dive into next and talk about how this relationship with the Savior has changed your life and your future. Willie, thank you for being here today. We will talk again very soon. God bless you. Have a great day out there, all right?
Thanks, Greg.